This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. Right now, when you purchase the Eden Pure Thunderstorm, you get a free UVC portable light. Go to EdenPure.com, click on the radio banner, and put in How We Deal. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Politics has become so toxic. I hope my dad is able to bring back his desire to take some of that toxicity out.
If I flip this switch, the entire world is going to be just as toxic as us, baby.
Biden's name is synonymous with democracy and transparency, and that's why I said that it was gold to them.
You know, I feel like I learned a lot about crack.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Born free as the wind.
Sing along if you know it.
As free as the grass grows, born free to follow your heart.
That is the voice of an angel.
Do you practice what you preach? And I think that's where we're going to find out that a lot of latte liberals that sit up with $10 latte coffee drinks and don't want to change how they do business themselves.
So come on down to Latte Larry's and have a hot cup of spite with me.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Was that Senator John Kennedy singing Born Free? I hadn't heard that cut. He's not too bad. Can we play? It's on the cut sheet here. Cut 27. Let's hear. This is a great way to start the show. It's Friday, and we're hearing John Kennedy sing a classic here, Born Free, cut 27.
Born free as the wind blows. As free as the grass grows, born free to follow your heart. Live free, wow. And beauty surrounds you. The world still astounds you each time you look at a star. I'm Senator John Kennedy. I can't sing very well, but I'm free. Be free. Be cool. Get the vaccine. I did. It works.
Oh, so he's advocating for the vaccine. That's strange. He seems more like when it comes to the vaccine, a pro-choice guy. That's what I would gather from that, but not a bad rendition of Born Free, and he knew all the lyrics there. Good afternoon. I'm Taylor Cormier, filling in for Howie Carr. Howie, look, it's 79 degrees in West Palm today, low humidity. How could you not want to enjoy this day? Howie's got the day off. He'll be back on Monday. So we'll carry on from here. We've got a lot planned for the show today, a lot of cuts to get to. We've got police blotter facts Friday. We've got the chump line, all the regular features. We're going to take your calls as well at 844-500-4242. So there was a lot going on today. And what happened last night with, I want to start out with this because this is wacky. We'll get to some of the more serious stuff as we go on throughout the show. But this was a wild interview. And again, Grace was just talking about late night hosts on her show. I think if this had taken place, if this guest had come up on Johnny Carson's roster sheet in 1982, I think he would have taken a hard pass if Hunter Biden came up as a possible guest. If Freddie DeCordova, and a lot of people are saying, wow, I haven't heard that name in years. If Freddie DeCordova came to Johnny Carson and said, I think you're going to really enjoy the guest we've got on tonight. He is a former crack addict. He may still be a crack addict. We don't know because his philanderings have been, you know, fairly recent. His father is the president of the United States, and he has fathered a child by a stripper whom he does not remember having relations with. He went on a very Hunter Thompson-esque drive and saw hallucinated barn owls following him and flying across his windshield. And it's really going to be incredible, Johnny. I think Johnny would have said, wow, that is weird, wild stuff. I think I'm going to pass. That's not somebody of any caliber that he would have had on the show. But Jimmy Kimmel took the bait. Jimmy Kimmel took the bait because Hunter has become, for some reason, this glorious angel on the left and really a redemption story. To which I say, what is his final reward? What is he achieved? Aside from possible sobriety. I'm not questioning his sobriety. I hope he's in good health. I hope he is in good health for his kids. I hope he's in good health for his wife. I hope he's in good health for his father. I wish nothing ill on Hunter Biden or any of the Bidens for that matter, as far as health goes. Political aspirations, that's a different story. However, Hunter Biden, there is no achievement here on a level where I could say, you know, if all of this happened to me, I would write a book. For instance, Mike Lindell. So just so you get a good grasp of where I'm going with this, Mike Lindell, the CEO of MyPillow, really a great product. If you don't have one, I would recommend one. Also a former crack addict, right? Or cocaine. I'm not a drug sniffer. I'm not a drug smoker. I don't know what all the differences are, but formerly addicted to something pretty strong. Came out of that, built himself up, built a company from the ground up, has written a book about it, and is a success story. Friend to President Trump, helped him out on the campaign, and helped out America during the pandemic. Regardless of who you voted for, Mike Lindell was making products for you, some PPP efforts there at his factory. I believe they shut down almost all the production of the MyPillows and switched over to making masks or some such PPP or PPE. PPP is the Paycheck Protection Program. Turn it into Joe Biden. We'll talk about the AFT a little bit later, or ATF, whichever he chooses to call it today. But Mike Lindell made something of himself, and he wrote a book because there was an ending to the story, right? It was a fairy tale ending to the story. Hunter Biden has done nothing with his life. His story went reverse. It kind of had an arc in the middle. Yes, his life started out tragically. He lost his mother and a sibling at a very early age. And then, you know, his brother passed away while he was on top of the world. He was a lawyer, graduate of Yale Law School, and doing a great job in life. And after he lost his brother, everything just went to hell and is only recently coming back. And we're celebrating that. So Jimmy Kimmel, again, somebody who I used to find one of the more tolerable late night hosts until Orange Man Bad came into office. Then he just went off the rails. Jimmy Kimmel had Hunter Biden on his show last night. And I can't make this stuff up. Cut 19, Jared.
You know, I feel like I learned a lot about crack, and I know that sounds weird, but you hear about it and you see it on TV shows and, you know, in the news every once in a while, but I learned how to get, I really think I could get it now, thanks to your book.
Well, I hope that wasn't the message from the book.
This is not a how-to manual?
No, it's not a how-to.
Oh. Well, I misread the whole thing.
Oh, isn't crack addiction funny? Sleeping with your sister-in-law, just a riot. Oh, my God, this is hilarious. Teaching kids how to buy drugs. Oh, man. Boy, you are just a wall of laughs. Cut 20.
You've had a hard life. There's no question about it. Right from, you know, from when you were very young, tragedy struck your family. And, of course, you know, it's easy to draw lines from this to that or whatever.
Wow. Let's bestow sainthood upon him. He's had a hard life. Who among us has not had a hard life? I wouldn't say anybody that I know would say they've had it easy for their entire life. I haven't written a book about my life. Jared hasn't written a book about his life that I know of. Grace hasn't written a book about her life. Hell, even Howie hasn't written a book about his life. He's written about other people's lives who deserve to have been written about. But here we are. I fail to see what Hunter Biden's crowning achievement is that he should write a book and go on a book tour. Again, this would not have happened in 1982 had Johnny Carson been, still king of late night. It wouldn't have happened then. It wouldn't have happened now if he was still around. Oh, we're back to the jokes, though. Cut 21.
One of the stories was you went just down the block from us, Sunset La Brea, and you looked for some guys who might be able to get you something.
Yeah.
And then you wound up getting it and using crack with them. Were those guys dressed as Spider-Man by any chance?
Boy, this guy loves to joke about crack addiction. I imagine there were some people sitting in that audience and sitting in the audience at home, if there were any watching, saying, this isn't funny. People have been canceled for less than that. If somebody on the right were, if there were a right-leaning talk show host on network television, I don't think there is one, but if there were, and they'd made a joke about somebody's addiction to crack cocaine or meth or something like that, and, you know, really yucked it up to their faces, I would imagine there'd be a lot written about that this morning, and that's what we would be talking about instead. We would, the shoe would be on the other foot, and we would be saying, well, if Jimmy Kimmel did it, you know, it'd be fine. But that is the reality today. Jimmy Kimmel did it, and it was fine. They brought Hunter Biden on and made a laughingstock of his life. I'm not saying that Hunter's life shouldn't, you know, have some laughs interjected in it, because some of the recountings, and I'm sure he'd be one of the first to laugh after realizing how sad his life has been, that it's worthy of a chuckle along the way. But that's, I fail to find the humor in that. I do. 844-500-4242. We'll talk about this a little bit more, a couple of more Hunter Biden cuts to play as well. Again, more untruths from the Biden family, which there will be, you'll hear a lot of those today, going back to the Johnny Carson days, 1987. 844-500-4242. I'm Taylor Cormier, filling in for Howie Carr. This is The Howie Carr Show.
You're listening to The Howie Carr Show.
When you're slapped, you'll take it and like it.
Howie Carr is back.
Welcome back to the Howie Carr Show. 844-500-4242 is the number to join the program. We will have all the regular features of the show today, even though Howie's off, such as Grace's News coming up in just a bit. But first is the poll question, and today's poll question is brought to you by Gabby Insurance. Put your car and home insurance to the test with Gabby. They literally stand for Get a Better Insurance, G-A-B-I, Gabby. That means a better price for the same coverage. Gabby customers save $961 per year on average. Go to Gabby.com/Howie. That's Gabby.com/Howie. Jared is on the board. Jared, what is the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who do you feel more sorry for? Joe Biden, because Hunter is his son? Or Hunter Biden, because Joe is his dad?
Damn, that's a good question. That is a good question. I'm going to... I honestly don't know. I think I'm going to say Joe, because Hunter's his son.
That is polling at 30%.
Really?
70% of the audience believes they feel worse for Hunter Biden because Joe is his dad.
Why would that be? Is that because he's on a feel sorry for me tour right now with his book about how... does he have pictures of his meth mouth in his book?
I don't believe so.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's the Daily Mail I'm getting confused with. Nothing from his laptop was included in his memoirs? Shame. Well, he doesn't know if it's his laptop or not. There's no proof, according to him, that is his laptop. He has no memory of dropping off the laptop to that repair shop, even though there's a receipt for it with his signature on it, an invoice. 844-500-4242. Just a couple more cuts from this interview that Jimmy Kimmel conducted with Hunter Biden. This is Hunter, cut 4.
Politics has become so toxic. It has, and I think that the thing that I hope my dad is able to bring back is his genuine desire to take some of that toxicity out again.
Look, Fat, sorry. You one-horse pony.
How dare you?
Yeah, they were talking about Lindsey Graham and how Lindsey has pretty much turned his back on Joe Biden and went on the attack to try to help Donald Trump. Again, you can take Lindsey Graham's accomplishments for what they're worth, if anything. But yeah, toxicity in politics. Joe Biden has been nothing but toxic in politics. Going wanting to fight people behind a gym, challenging people to push-ups. This is the epitome of male chauvinist. And you know what makes it worse is that he's hypocritical about it. He plays up the meek, oh, feeble old man thing, but any chance he'll get, he'll try to take a shot at you verbally or he'll threaten you physically. At least Donald Trump, he was upfront about his chauvinism, to put it mildly. Joe, you're up next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, Taylor. Thanks for taking my call. I think I'm going to wait for the movie version, and I would like to see Charlie Sheen play the part of Hunter. I think it would be perfect role for him.
Oh yeah, he's had the real life experience. That's not a good point. Thanks very much for the. That's not a bad point, I should say. Thanks very much for the call, Joe. Yeah, I think Charlie might be a little old at this point. That's a good question. Who would play Hunter Biden in a movie? We'll ask that another day. Doug, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Doug.
Yes, I was had a question on this book and Hunter Biden and his admitting the persistent drug use over time and that he can't remember this and can't remember that. Is him and his lawyers setting up a playbook for possibly a diminished capacity defense down the road when the chickens come home to roost, to say?
For whom, Hunter or Joe?
Hunter. He'll get...
That's a good question. I don't know. It seems he recalled enough to write a book about it, right? About his frivolities and his philandering over the decades. What's down on paper should be able to use as evidence in a courtroom against him if it ever came to that. I doubt it because he's being canonized as we speak. He's this darling of the left. Here's a perfect example. Cut five. This is why he says. And thanks for the call, Doug. This is why he says he was a perfect fit for a random gas company in Ukraine. This is cut five.
You wrote, did I make a mistake by taking a seat on the board of a Ukrainian gas company? No. Did I display a lack of judgment? No. Would I do it again? No.
Yeah, and I meant what I said. I meant what I wrote is that, go to the beginning is that, I went to Yale Law School. I served on at least a dozen boards before Burisma. I was a vice chairman of the board of Amtrak. I was the chairman of the board of the World Food Program U.S., supporting the largest humanitarian organization in the world. I had expertise in corporate governance. I was asked to serve on the board for corporate governance. And I was a lawyer at Boies Schiller and Flexner, which was how I was first approached. However, what I didn't take into account was the way in which they would use the perception against my dad.
Oh, yeah. Nobody's using the Amtrak against your dad. Nobody's using your time on this food corporation against your dad. It's a little hinky that you got $83,000 a month for a no-show board position at this Ukrainian gas company. And what's further than that, John Kerry's stepson was on the board as well, along with James Whitey Bulger's nephew. What gives there? We're using that against your dad. Give me a break. Grace's News is up next. I'm Taylor Cormier filling in for Howie Carr. This is The Howie Carr Show.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242 while we were in the break. Statement being put out by the chairman and ranking member of the Committee on Ethics regarding Representative Matt Gaetz. That would be, of course, Theodore Deutsch of Florida. See, pursuant to Committee Rule 7, the chairman and ranking member of the Committee on Ethics determined to release the following statement. Committee is aware of public allegations that Representative Matt Gaetz may have engaged in sexual misconduct and or illicit drug use, shared inappropriate images or videos on the House floor, misused state identification records, converted campaign funds to personal use, blah, 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 blah. The committee notes that the mere fact that it is investigating these allegations and publicly disclosing its review does not itself indicate that any violation has occurred or reflect any judgment on behalf of the committee. No other public comment will be made on this matter except in accordance with committee rules. Another thing on Matt Gaetz. He's that's a story that gets stranger and stranger with each passing day. I guess he was somebody Venmo'd somebody, and that's public now. He paid off somebody allegedly, right? And right. That person Venmo'd somebody else who's believed to be in some sort of a relationship with Matt Gaetz.
Yeah, I'm of the mindset of just waiting because, like you said, this story every single day changes. And it was bizarre from the outset. I mean, right when Matt Gaetz went on with Tucker Carlson and claimed that he was part of an extortion plan, it just keeps getting weirder and weirder. As far as Venmo goes, though, people never consider that. Like, that's a paper trail.
Yeah. Paper trail.
You can always go on Venmo and you can find out a lot about people, like certain couples that still Venmo each other for, you know, they split sandwiches right down the middle. You can really get a lot of insight into what's going on, you know, behind closed
doors. I have a Venmo. I think I've used it once to, I received a payment from my mother-in-law. we're doing a weight loss competition in the family and it's $50 a wager. So whoever loses the most weight in the set amount of time pays. And the last time I won. So she paid me $50.
I just feel with Venmo, a lot of times people don't realize how public their transactions are on Venmo. Most of the time you're just paying people for like a margarita you still look cheap. Like if you Venmo someone for an Uber ride or something, I just don't like it.
For those who don't
know
what Venmo is, imagine Facebook, but it's only people telling you who they paid money to and for what reason.
Yeah, it seems like a bad idea.
It's a very bad idea.
I always make mine private because why do I need people seeing who I'm paying or who I'm not paying?
Yeah, mine is.
And I'm not doing anything like Matt Gaetz to have
mine is on private, but I believe allegedly. The person in questions was on private as well. But even if it's on private, that only means that a certain section of your transactions are private, but it's very, very weird, and I don't know why it exists.
And who was the organization that broke this story about the Venmo? Was it Daily Beast?
Could have been.
Yeah. So I always wait. I always give these liberal publications a couple days before I run with it because it's all, you know, very.
But anyway, it's time for Grace's news.
Yes, I want to start with some sad news today. Two deaths in the media, in pop culture. Prince Philip has passed away at 99 years old. He died in the comfort of his own home, and the Duke of Edinburgh died peacefully at Windsor Castle. He was born in 1921, and so there'll be more news out about that as time goes on about what they're going to do.
That's old. That's a ripe old age.
Yes.
I'm glad he was able to live that long and experience life to the fullest. I'm sorry for his wife losing her partner of 74 years.
I believe so, yeah. Queen Elizabeth.
Almost as long as Joe Biden's been alive. But I wish I could sum up the way I feel about royal news. I wish there was a quote from somebody somewhere, Jared.
Listen, this ain't England. We threw England out of here a long time ago.
But I will say about Prince Philip, because normally I get that with royal news about like Meghan Markle and Prince Harry and stuff. But Prince Philip, I mean, he outlasted. He's been around for so long. He's seen so much. And he really was. I think it takes a really big man to stand beside a monarch and a queen and have to kind of always play second fiddle and to do so in a very graceful way and carry himself. I think that's what Donald Trump released today. He said he always carried himself with dignity and grace. And I think that's very true.
I don't know anything about him other than his name is Prince Philip.
Yes.
That's and he's married to Queen Elizabeth.
He has a very interesting history, a very interesting ancestry as well.
I've never understood, and I'm not, this is nothing against you or anybody, even my wife has very serious interest in the royals. I've never understood the fascination.
Oh, it's just so interesting. I mean,
is it because it's like a real life soap opera?
Yes, and if you go back into the past generations, there's so much drama and scandal. I mean, you look at Harry and Meghan.
We have enough drama and scandal in this country. Why do we have to export it?
That's kind of why I enjoy it, especially right now.
Oh, I see.
I don't have to care about it on a deeper level. Do you know what I mean? Like, I can be interested in it without feeling like
it's McDonald's. It's comfort food.
Yes, and it's not high stakes for me because they're not like you could talk to people from England, and it's everything that happens over there is like they're either they love the royal family or they hate the royal family, and I'm just more of an observer. For once, I feel like everything usually has to do with America, and it's nice sometimes to take a back seat.
And the other death,
DMX passed away today. He was, I believe, on life support for a few days, and he died today.
Was this a COVID related death?
No, I actually, Jared, do you know more about this? I'm not as familiar with...
Yes, he overdosed on drugs, and he had been in a coma on life support, and I guess today his body just gave out.
In other news, aliens might be friendly. Whoa. I saw this story earlier this week.
They might be what?
I saw this story earlier this week, and I was thinking about doing it, and then, you know... Sometimes with alien stuff, you just keep putting it on the back burner.
No, I love a good alien story. I'm so glad you brought it. They might be what?
They might be friendly.
Friendly?
But don't bet on it.
What kind of a headline is that?
The New York Post.
Could be friendly, but might not be.
Experts dire warning. So I wanted to bring this up because I'm curious. I want both of your opinions on this. One, do you believe in aliens? Two, do you think they're going to be friendly or do you think they're going to be angry? Because people have different takes on this.
One, yes. I won't get into what I believe they really are, because that'll open a whole can of worms. But you know, they could be interdimensional beings. They could be extraterrestrial from a different planet. There's a number of things as to what they could be. I believe there are unidentified flying objects that come into our atmosphere, and we don't know what they are. And I don't think we have a real understanding of what they are just yet. Some people might. Some people might think they know what they're dealing with, and others, they might not know what they're dealing with. But I don't think they're here for our benefit.
Oh, you think they're after destruction?
Yes.
Do you think it's possible they're here and we just don't know they're here?
Yeah.
They're in.
Oh, you think, are you asking me if I think they're lizard people? Reptilians?
I mean, if they exist,
I don't know.
What do you think for them would be the strangest part of humans? You know, when they get here, are they like, huh?
Their obsession with this royal family is very strange, Gregor.
That might be it. I think it would be that we like sleep at night, that we all shut our eyes for 8 hours and then wake up again every day. But yeah, according to a professor
that we process our waste. That might be.
Yeah. People have said that before. Like if they came down here and we were just eating food, it's weird when you think about it.
Yeah.
But they might do it too. Jared, do you believe in aliens?
I 100% believe in aliens. I also do not believe they would be friendly.
Do you, like me, believe that they're not...
They're occupying Washington, D.C. right now and have been a secret cabal for 300 years? Kinda?
Yeah.
Well, we're finding out more and more.
The Pentagon is actually a spaceship. Yes. Yeah.
I do want to play before I leave here, because it is Grace's News, and it wouldn't really be Grace's News if I didn't play a little bit of White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. I would like to play Cut 24, Jared.
What we're going to start doing is we are going to start taking a question from a regional reporter who does not live in Washington, can't be here. Many of you started your careers that way. So thank you for reminding me because I was going to walk off. Hello, it's very nice to meet you.
Can we pause this, Jared?
And you're from Anchorage.
This goes, so there's I'm just going to set this up. There's, like myself right now, there are TVs behind Jen Psaki, and the reporters in the room have been wondering, because there's this guy's face on the TV. Nobody's seen him before, okay? He's got this big bushy beard. He's wearing a red shirt with a red flannel vest over it. He looks very out of place on these screens behind Jen Psaki in the White House press briefing room. So they're wondering what's going on. And so they finally ask, and she says, oh, this is a new segment we're starting. Like it's the Grace Curley show or something like that. It's the Jen Psaki show. This is a new segment.
News.
And he's just right behind her, like waiting for his moment.
Yeah, his kisser's right on the TV screen, and he's just waiting for her. And this goes exactly how you think something like this would go with Jen Psaki at the helm.
Alaska, come to us from Anchorage.
Yes, I'm here at the state capitol in Juneau today, though.
Great. Thanks for joining us. So, this is the White House press corps. They won't ask you questions, but how can we help you? What questions do you have for us today?
Well, thanks for the opportunity. The secretary discussed the CDC limits on cruise ships, but here in Alaska, there's a second block that applies because ships must stop in Canada on the way to Alaska, and Canada isn't allowing cruise ships right now. Here in the state, Republicans and Democrats have requested a temporary waiver of that, of the law that requires.
He's still talking.
Uh-oh.
Alaska's a long way.
Oh, no.
Did you hit your bring out the Easter Bunny.
Button, did you? That may be on our end.
Vamp.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Yeah. Apologize for that. We heard the first part of your question, but you may have to repeat it so we can hear it.
Okay. So Republicans and Democrats here have requested a temporary waiver of the rule that blocks cruise ships from coming to Alaska with.
This is
a waste of time.
So boring.
Yes. Like, yes.
I can't believe that they do this. I mean, I know she brought out the Easter Bunny the other day, and I thought the Easter Bunny.
Who had a mask on? Did anybody mention that?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Which was a whole nother issue. But honestly, that was better than whatever that was. I mean, the technical difficulties.
We're going to start, Grace, how about on your show, or even on Howie's show, we start a new segment where we have somebody that nobody has ever heard of before on the show to ask questions that bore the hell out of everybody else.
Well, I think what we should do, because
some people would say that's what I'm doing right now.
Here's the thing about regional reporters. A lot of times, especially with Joe Biden, the only people who asked him decent questions were regional reporters.
That's very true.
So maybe we have to disguise ourselves as reporters, try to get in there. And then once we get on the Skype
and we're behind the screen,
we can say something like, "Hey, Joe, you told us 6 months ago that you would let us know if you're going to pack the Supreme Court. Yes or no? Go." I know it wouldn't be Joe, but it would be Jen answering.
Jared, there you go. That's your mission next week on the Grace Curley Show, to get Grace in as a regional reporter the White House press briefing room.
I'll put a little mustache on.
What is your, you know?
Next we have Grace Carr from the Newsly Times.
There actually is a Grace Carr who writes for the Daily Caller.
Oh, perfect. Then we're
there. You go.
Yeah, that's
we're
all good.
In. Yeah. We're in. Nobody listening, leak this to the White House, please.
The best questions that have been asked in the last 10 years of journalism, I would say like 80% come from local reporters because the media is terrible.
It's true.
That's it for Grace's News, but I will be back later, Taylor, for Police Blotter Facts Friday.
I'm very much looking forward to it. I think we're going to have a good, if there's alligator stories,
a lot of animals,
it's going to be a good time. 844-500-4242 will open up the phone lines, and we'll be right back. I'm Taylor Cormier, filling in for Howie Carr, and this is The Howie Carr Show.
He doesn't do this just for the money.
It's also my pleasure to see to it that decent, hardworking people in this community aren't robbed blind by a pack of money-mad pirates just because they haven't anybody to look after their interests.
Howie Carr, we'll be right back. Say what you will about him.
He's a common, ignorant slob. He don't even speak good English.
He doesn't even speak good English.
He's Howie Carr, and he's here to stay.
844-500-4242 is the number to join us. Next hour, we'll be talking a lot about the court packing that is going to be taking place. There's a commission now, of course, that Joe Biden is going to be putting together. He's signed an executive order today. Has he signed it yet, or is he?
He is not still in the exploring stage of putting together a council or something to look at.
I thought the news today was that he was signing an executive order to put this together.
Oh, then maybe that's what it is.
Well,
I don't know.
We'll see. I don't think he's signed it yet. There's usually some sort of
no, it's after 3. He's done for the day. They litted.
They lit at 3 already, o'clock. Yeah. Every Friday?
Every going back Friday to, at back 3, to happy Delaware. Hour. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. To see Major on the farm. Sure. Well, he's putting together this commission to study packing the court, among other things, claims Jen Psaki. But we'll talk about that. Previous positions he's held on the matter, which are coming back around to bite him. Another story here, we were just talking about Hunter Biden in the first segment. Hunter Biden was guarded by taxpayer-funded Secret Service while he enjoyed, quote, a week-long drug and prostitute binge in a Hollywood hotel, unquote, in May of 2018, says the Daily Mail. Jared showed me all these pictures yesterday that the Daily Mail has. It's from Hunter Biden's laptop, and I haven't seen these pictures anywhere else, and I imagine that the Russians aren't that good at Photoshop to create these. It's scary, scary pictures. Weird, wild stuff. According to newly revealed screenshots from Hunter Biden's largely media-denied but independently authenticated infamous laptop, I love how Breitbart phrases this, Hunter refused to come out of his hotel room at the prodding of Secret Service agents. A bill from May 2018 shows Hunter stayed at the Jeremy Hotel in West Hollywood for 7 days on the third floor, quote, ordering room service each night, drinking at the hotel bar, and racking up a $5,195 bill, including a $400 fine for smoking in his room, and sought refilled prescription drugs of stimulant Viagra, antidepressant Lexapro, and anxiety-reducing clonazepam, according to the report. The text messages reportedly come from a Secret Service agent. Hunter, I'm in the lobby. Come down. Thanks. Hunter responded, 5 minutes. Come on, H, says the Secret Service agent, H meaning Hunter. This is linked to Celtic's account. DC is calling me every 10 minutes. Let me up or come down. I can't help you if you don't let me in, H. Hunter replied, to buy more time. I promise. Be right down. Sorry. But there was still no sign of Hunter in the lobby. Dale's here. He's going to a front desk to call and tell them to give us a key now. As your friend, we need to resolve this in the immediate. Call the front desk now, H, or I will have to assume you're in danger. We'll have to make them give us the keys. Boy, if this isn't a kid throwing a tantrum over his spilled milk, I don't know what is. 844-500-4242. We'll be back. I'm Taylor Cormier, filling in for Howie Carr. This is the Howie Carr Show.